This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For it. I think the Rolling Stones, Europe, what's it going to be? What's the countdown song of the day? I guess you're deciding, Todd, because Kevin's staring into a computer screen.
The countdown. What am I? I'm Casey Kasem today, is that it?
Yeah, you're the countdown
the
guy.
The countdown song of the day.
He's multitasking because I asked him to find a cut of President Trump yesterday that has exploded the heads of the media.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah,
what's the problem?
They're losing their mind. They've just totally... Okay, what's
this? Start the commotion.
Start the commotion. That'd be all right. Yeah.
Harkening
yeah.
back to the, what? What year was this?
I don't want it to be, you know...
2001.
An unorganized commotion. Want it to be like an organized commotion as we restart.
Oh, that's what they claim is going to happen if we open up everything right away. It's going to be a commotion. We can't have a commotion.
We got a week, folks. We got a week. That's right. Count it down. Got a week. North Dakota, executive orders.
You're positive they're not going to kick the can down the road. Weren't we told Easter? Weren't we told this, that, the other? You're sure the can isn't going to get kicked down the road on this one?
Power to the people.
I haven't heard that phrase in a while.
Somebody sent a text yesterday. Where is it here? Okay, Mark, it says, as a conservative leader in the area, I'm curious to see if you are listening to yourself and your question today. You are asking who should allow the government to reopen. I think he means to say who should the government allow to reopen, but I get the point. All the choices or options you mentioned are all government options. We the people should be the ones to decide. This socialist beep is what you speak against every day, and we're letting it happen. Our so-called conservative leaders are also dragging and being sucked into the prolonged cautiousness. I'm curious to see money trails as to why the 180 by many of these leaders. Now, there's a lot I don't agree with in there, but I do agree with the fact that we the people are the most important voice, without question. And I also say in the middle of a international health concern, the last thing you need is somebody on the radio saying, you know, let's light the torches and head for the Capitol, most especially because we don't need it here. North Dakota is open for business. Unless you want to see a movie, you want to go to a concert, you want to sit at a restaurant or a bar, have a meal or a beverage, if you want a tattoo, a back rub, well, you could get a back rub, you could just ask your spouse to give you a back rub, right? I mean, yeah, but you know what I'm saying. You can't buy one. Personal care, haircuts. All right. So now, everything I just listed, I would tell you, I feel for them. I want that open as soon as possible. But I don't think that's heavy-handed government. I think that's government taking advice and guidance about a virus we don't know a whole lot about that has killed a lot of people very quickly. People like to say, well, the flu kills people too. It does. But it's sort of a known entity. It's going to be here every year. You're going to develop a vaccine for it. The flu season spreads out over X amount of time. This was pretty condensed in the numbers. We may look back a year from now, 2 years from now, and say, well, everybody had it. The death rate was actually way down there. But you don't know that. Sanford right now is undertaking this effort to do these antibody tests so we can, if you want one, you can get one. Find out if you had it. That's what we need. Right now, there's a big effort underway to say, well, if you're around somebody that had it, take a test so we can find out if you have it, and then let's find out in your circle who had it. Okay, that's another way to do it. But until we do all that, I would reject the idea from Mark that this is socialist beep. It's a long ways from socialist beep. Okay? Now, most important question of the day. Am I wrong? Is what I just said wrong? And I'll recap it for you. I want power to the people. By the way, you make everything decide. I mean, you will force every decision. If with a unified voice people speak out, but I don't even think there's that right now, because there's be, you know, a heck of a lot of people say, this is a hoax, it's nothing, it's stupid, it's crazy. And I always say, so Donald Trump's behind a hoax? I don't think so. This is the time you want a president like they're agitating like he is, taking guidance from many experts. That's a good thing.
I think the question to ask is not a hoax, but deliberate. Was this deliberate?
Okay, but
you know,
you're going to find that out later. I'm talking about right now people want to reopen.
Right.
I'm saying North Dakota is open.
You are not wrong.
We the people ought to decide if we're not enough is open.
Yep.
Based on what advice?
Yep.
And our elected leaders ought to act on that. But I don't see any tyrants in Bismarck saying, screw you, people, I see him saying, hey, we're open right now. If you want West Acres open, call West Acres and say, I want to shop there. Why the heck are you closed? What are you doing to all those businesses that have employees that can't be there anymore? Open up. Come on. You're adding to the fear. There is no legal reason right now for West Acres to be closed. Nobody said you need to be closed. That's a big mall.
That's called public pressure, though, because you know there'd be that crowd that, oh, how dare you? You
always can't
do that.
Always. And I, that's what I'm saying. That's what a governor is going to hear. That's what an owner of West Acres is going to hear. Again, we the people. Everybody, you know, if you've got a strong opinion on it, let those people know. Bring your rational discussions and there you go. I don't think we're on some socialist bent here. I really don't. I do think every day we know a little more to know, boy, we maybe didn't need to be quite this cautious. But how do you know? You can't say, well, we'll worry about it when everybody's dead.
You know, I went to my library and looked up books on how to fight COVID-19. It was a pretty empty shelf.
We don't know a lot, but we're knowing more. We know more every day, and that's the good thing. I took it as great news yesterday when the President of the United States got up and said, hey, here's an expert of ours. Come on up. This guy talks about taking the COVID virus and isolating it. He said, think of a 5-gallon pail, and in the middle of that, you can isolate it. And you can put anything you want in the pail to see what it does to the virus. Is that pretty cool, guys?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. And of all the things they've thrown at it, guess what helps the most? To kill the virus. Sunshine and humidity together.
Mm-hmm.
Heat. And
close. I was going to say Corona beer, but I was close. Well, that's known about viruses since viruses.
So Trump says, you know, I think this is pretty good. This is pretty neat. And, you know, are there other things you can do? I'm just asking questions. If I'm Donald Trump, I'm going to do the same darn thing. I'm going to say, wow, well, how would we do that? And, you know, he was probably thinking out loud on, could you do this? Could you do that? We don't know. Maybe we'll test it. Well, of course, the media goes nuts. So Washington Post goes into fake news mode.
Which I find to be very interesting. So supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting. Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that so that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
So they went absolutely crazy, and I don't know if you have the Washington Post guy that asked him about it. He just We'll play that in a little bit. I want to get to some calls here because a lot of you are waiting to weigh in on all of these today. Mike's
not... I was going to say, nowhere in there did he say to inject bleach or Lysol.
Yeah, don't go drinking the gallon of bleach now.
But that's what everybody told
the Lysol people said. Don't ingest our Lysol either, by the way.
By the way, he isn't saying do this. He's saying study this. He's saying what else can be done. I mean, that's what we love about the president. He is pushing them.
It's a good you-know-what.
Good you-know-what.
Hello.
Mike, Highway 2, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm bringing up some facts that I've heard Dr. Oz and Dr. Fauci bring up, that we've had different coronaviruses circulate in our population for a period of time, but we haven't had the COVID-19 circulate in a long time. Now, when they're doing these antibody tests and they say, oh, well, he's had coronavirus, that could be very well true, but he didn't have the monster. He didn't have COVID-19. And I think the antibody test, I don't think, is going to distinguish between the COVID-19 and the regular virus.
I think it is, Mike. I think it is, but we'll verify that. Appreciate the call.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicle. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube, or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pipers.com. I have been warned by one of our listeners a week or so ago to not sound so excited about auctions.
Why?
Well, I understand it. I think that people, you know, there's people that are having to have auctions that didn't want to have auctions that are doing it because they're selling out, right? So there's Stroh Retirement Farm Machinery Auction in Jamestown today. Sundberg and Sparks Retirement Auction in Crosby today. Bergstead Estate Farm Machinery Auction today as well. Roulette Rose Hobby Farm coming up. If you go to Pipers.com, that whole list is there. I think I talked about the Free family and a really, really, really good auction. And it was. It was an online auction. It did very well. Now, if the Free family decides to have an auction and it generates a lot of dollars, that is a good thing for them. And I think anybody that is deciding to have an auction, whether that's good news or that's bad news, you want somebody that's going to get you the most possible you know, revenue from that auction, right? I mean, and so I'm excited for the team at Pipers and the job they do online in the middle of COVID-19 as well as when things open back up. They're just a good bunch of folks. They do incredible land management. They got some great real estate. And a lot of these machinery auctions these days, they're crushing it. They're getting a lot of value for the folks that get them. That does not mean, please hear me, that does not mean that I'm excited that somebody had to sell. Okay, so I think you can feel for folks, but also like the fact once they make that decision, they get a good deal. Hope that makes sense. 877-700-4099, Pipers.com. That comment came from one person, but I'm totally 100% understanding what they're saying.
You bet.
I could ignore it and say it's one person, who cares, but I hear what they're saying. I think makes some sense. I just want to explain that. So, let's do a little radio graffiti here. You know what that is?
No.
One sentence only. So everybody waiting, I'm going to get to you this way before the bottom of the hour, but I have a limited amount of time. So you're going to give me one sentence only on radio graffiti, and we'll just keep going until we're done. Okay? 800-228-0550. Lines are full, so you can text to 701-226-8503 for Todd, the radio god Mitchell, or me at 701-367-2054. Christian in Fargo, one sentence only, go.
Hi, one of your irregular, regular callers here telling people that you got to be aware that some places are not taking cash.
That's true. Fast food restaurants and whatnot, so I'm more of an ATM kind of guy than a cash guy, so it has an impact on me, but they say because of germs. So thanks for the advice, Christian. Brad Minot, one sentence only, go.
Boy, I'm not sure I can make it in one sentence, but what bothers me is they've changed the goalposts on the reason why we did all this from trying to minimize the hospital usage for COVID. Once that came down, and if we didn't overuse the hospitals, we should have backed off on the economic parts of it.
Interesting point, because that's what sold me that we needed to do something extraordinary here was the potential to overwhelm the health system. So it's a good question. Once we've got beyond that, I think the answer you get is, well, until you get to a certain point, you don't know if you'd go back up. But it's a good question. We'll ask. Bruce, one sentence only, go.
Yeah, Scott, you know, it's very simple. From my point of view, and you look at all the statistics, you look at all the numbers, you look at everything that's been put out there, and all of the false information, all of the real evidence, Steve went over this morning, points to this being nothing but a sham, and we should be getting away from the socialist agenda immediately.
That might be a little bit more than one sentence, but we love you. Joe and Bismarck, one sentence only, go.
If you want to know the truth about this, I ran healthcare operations in this country for over 30 years, so you could certainly give me a call on the number. But I'm going to tell you this. U.S. estimates this year was 740,000 hospitalizations. We barely have that many cases of coronavirus that came back through. We forecasted before this flu season 62,000 deaths. We haven't come near that yet, even on the coronavirus. And we expected, U.S. estimates, according to the CDC, that there was 39 to 56 million illnesses. So when they say there's only 828 illnesses so far in this case with this flu that's supposed to be easy to catch, we knew that was a lie going in. Most of the people working in the healthcare field like I do that trend this as statistics knew this was garbage. If you want to have the real stats, feel free to give me a call.
Okay, so hang on a sec, Joe. I don't have your number, first of all. We don't have caller ID, but I'll gladly take it. One more sentence on what's the motivation. Is it just an overreaction? Somebody got ahead of their skis?
It was an absolute overreaction because I think they had to do that because it was politicized and it was pressed. When they came up with 2.2 million lives that were dead, myself and underwriters in the healthcare industry were shaking their heads going, oh, hell no, that's not possible. And then even 10 days ago or 14 days ago when they came out, I woke up that morning and they were saying, we're going to have 200,000 deaths. We looked at the analysis from other countries and coming back in, we laughed at that. We said, are you kidding me? There's no way we're close to that. And my family members, other North Dakota citizens were up in panic. We're going to drop 200,000 bodies the next couple of weeks. I'm just going, that's statistically impossible.
I want to know more about your background and also the stats you're talking about, Joe. So I'll put you on hold and ask Daniel to get your number or email so we can chat after the show. Appreciate the call, though. Thank you. John in South Dakota, one sentence only. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. We need to get our churches open now. The devil's laughing at us.
John nailed it there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Got her done in one sentence.
Yeah, got an immediately nod to the affirmative from me, brother.
We have Bishop John Fulda joining us here in just a little bit to talk about that very thing. Dave is next. One sentence only. Go, Dave.
God, I hope that this overreaction on the part of so many governors across the country will motivate the legislatures, especially in states like Minnesota that constitutionally have strong governor positions, to implement statutes to disallow these authoritarian governors from overreacting and destroying our civilization next time this happens.
That's an interesting point. That will be a fascinating conversation at some point to say, you know, okay, what would it take? What's the threshold to say you can use these powers, right? And how do you determine that? Because I think you're right, it's some governors. Again, people that believe this was a hoax and overblown and everything else, I say, do you really think Donald Trump is going to get sucked into a hoax? I think Donald Trump saw advice and predictions and models and scenarios and saw things happen in other countries that say, okay, let's do the math here. That could come here. But Dave is exactly right that some governors have taken this way too far. And there's going to be governors now that are going to use this as a blunt force instrument who are, you know, inclined to the left and the socialist side. Right? Why would they do that? Maybe affect an election in November?
I don't know. Maybe?
I don't know. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. My friends, don't go away.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
The safest place to be is your own backyard. Now with the weather getting nicer and more time with family, Rainbow Play Systems is here to help. Now is the perfect time to add a new play structure to your space. Rainbow Play Systems offers a no-contact installation for safety of your family with 12 months, 0% financing option so that your kids can play this summer and pay by next summer. You can start shopping now at rainbowofnd.com. Rainbow, it is a beautiful thing.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is to put his signature today on an extension of the coronavirus-related small business loan program that ran out of money last week. The measure gives more cash to help small businesses keep workers on the payroll amid the coronavirus outbreak. The House passed it yesterday with an overwhelming majority. The Democratic-led chamber also authorized a new special select committee to conduct oversight on coronavirus stimulus spending.
The yeas are 212 and the nays are 182. The resolution is adopted.
Democrats say they need to make sure stimulus dollars are being spent properly. Republicans say the panel's unnecessary as the House already has committees conducting oversight. President Trump now says he may extend social distancing guidelines to pass the 1st of May, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Ways to react to times of uncertainty. Be stressed or seize opportunity and say, what's in this for me? What is there? We're all searching to adapt to new ways of living and working. And while you're doing that, you can also search for opportunities to do something positive during these stressful times. Facing challenges, people respond by adapting and innovating. They find ways to stay connected and do constructive things that make times of uncertainty bear fruit for the future. The University of Mary understands that learning is an accomplishment and nothing can take away, a long-term gift to yourself and your families. If you've ever wanted to expand your skills but didn't feel you have the time to devote to it, the University of Mary wants to serve you. It could be a great time to earn an academic certificate or credential that will benefit you today, tomorrow, well into the future. Whatever interests you, business, counseling, healthcare, education, the University of Mary has online certificate and credential programs to help you achieve your goals. In every circumstance, you can take positive action. Do it. Visit online.umary.edu/certificates. Tell them you heard about it on What's on Your Mind, and your application fee is waived. There you go. Our next guest is the Bishop of the Fargo Diocese of the Catholic Church, Bishop John Folda. Bishop Folda, nice to have you on the program today. Thanks for taking some time for us.
Thank you, Scott. Good to be with you.
How are you doing?
Doing fine. Kind of living through unusual times, to say the least, but doing all right.
And
staying healthy. That's one good thing.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I've said through all of this, there's a lot of things you could say were a nuisance or kind of an annoyance or, you know, darn it anyway, or, you know, you find things to be agitated about. You just go on. But the idea that, for me as a cradle Catholic, never, you know, fathoming the idea of not being at Mass on Sunday, it is, it's just surreal. It's just like, it feels like a part of you is gone in that routine. How do you think your flock is doing through all this?
Well, I think they're doing okay. I think that, like yourself, you know, most of them feel kind of bereft of that important part of their faith life, their spiritual lives. And I do too, to tell you the truth. All of the priests in our diocese, we all feel the same way. Something has been taken away, and so it's hard. It is hard. The Easter, for instance, you know, it's supposed to be a day of great celebration with all the faithful, and, you know, the churches are empty, so it was a very, very strange way to celebrate Easter. But, you know, I think people understand what's going on, and I think they understand the reasons for it. I think that they're getting a little bit restless and wondering, you know, when we'll be able to go back to masses and the usual daily life of our church. And I'm wondering that same thing, of course. I think we all are. There's a lot of uncertainty, but I think they're trying to take advantage of the opportunities that they have, you know, to continue to practice the faith and to participate even in a remote way from Mass and other aspects of the life of the church. So from what I've heard, people are bearing up pretty well and doing fine.
Whose decision is it? In your case, you obviously are the Bishop of the Fargo Diocese, David Kagan, on the western half, the Bishop of the Bismarck Diocese. Do you two decide for your diocese? Is it, you know, is it higher up than that? Who decides when and how?
No, each bishop makes that decision individually. Certainly, Bishop Kagan and I discussed this when the decision was made to suspend masses and public activities. We did talk about it, and he and I talked pretty often just about different things that affects the whole state. And so we did consult, and we haven't talked directly for a while about, you know, what the next step would be, but I have a feeling we'll be doing that fairly soon. But ultimately, it's the decision of the individual bishop. So, you know, nobody higher up, so to speak, told us, or me anyway, to make this decision or to go this way or that way. So, you know, I would say, too, that there's consultation with bishops all over the country. You know, we have the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, which is kind of a clearinghouse for information. And we, you know, we stay in communication with bishops around the country and find out what's going on in different places and what actions others have taken and, you know, different opinions, different understandings of what the needs are. So, but ultimately, yeah, it comes down to the local bishop, the individual bishop in his diocese.
Earlier we had a caller say churches need to reopen. The devil is laughing, was the comment from the listener. And, you know, I know people feel that way and feel strongly, and I imagine you could have a parade of experts to say the worst thing you could do right now is reopen because of what would happen. How do you balance knowing there are, you know, spiritual needs and, in the case of the Catholic Church, the sacraments that people need for their spiritual journey and their physical health?
Well, I understand completely the desire that people have to have the churches reopened and the sacraments made available again. One thing that I would clarify, though, I think that people need to understand that the sacraments are available where there's, you know, a special need. The opportunity for confession has not been taken away, although it's been changed somewhat. So, you know, that sacrament is available from the parish priests. Weddings are being celebrated, although in a smaller way. Baptisms can still be celebrated, and confirmations for those who are being received into the church. Even the Eucharist can be given out in cases of significant need if, you know, a person is ill or, you know, approaching death, and we certainly want them to receive the Eucharist if at all possible. And those who were preparing to enter into the church at Easter time, which is customary around this time of year, they too, if they and their pastor decide that they want to go forward with that ritual of being baptized and confirmed and receive the Eucharist, they can do so. It's just not being done in a public way as ordinarily it would have been. I think that it is very hard for us spiritually to be away from the sacraments, but on the other hand, I think we as Catholics, as Christians, we have an obligation to be concerned for the well-being, the common good of our brothers and sisters. And I think that there are some who assume that this kind of suspension of church activities has never been done before, and so it must just be a sign that we're spiritually weak, or that, you know, that our faith, that we've given up the faith, which simply isn't true. You know, there have been occasions in history and here in the United States specifically when bishops had to do exactly the same thing. You know, people have talked often about the 1918 flu outbreak, the Spanish flu outbreak, and the bishops, or most of the bishops anyway, in the United States, as I understand it, did exactly this same thing. And, you know, that was certainly a challenging time as well, when my reading of the story or the history is that where these kinds of precautions were not taken, you know, the death rate skyrocketed. And, you know, I don't think we can ignore that challenge. So, you know, I think that we have to be mindful of the risks involved to the life of our brothers and sisters. You know, I can say I want to go back to church, or I want to continue to go to Mass, but what we don't always realize is that we can be carrying a life-threatening illness and not realize it, and we can be potentially infecting another person, and especially since it seems that this virus is so much more contagious than was first thought. So, yeah, you know, the comment that the devil is laughing, well, the devil laughs at us all the time, you know, and I think that he would be laughing even more if we kind of recklessly didn't take precautions to protect one another from potential harm. So if we're serious about being pro-life, then I think we can't ignore the importance of taking protective measures, and that's what we're doing. And the other thing is, this isn't a permanent situation. It's not anything like that. It's a temporary measure that we'll take, and when we can return to the sacraments, we'll do so as soon as possible.
What do you think, you have any idea on the timeline? You know, obviously the numbers are coming down, states are reopening, a lot of things happening in that regard. We've been blessed here in North Dakota to have very low numbers compared to a lot of other states around the country. What do you expect the timeline to be? And when you are to the point of saying, okay, let's begin doing this, what will it look like? What will be different?
Well, you know, the timeline is hard to say, Scott, because the numbers in North Dakota are not identical to other places, of course. You know, my reading of it is, and even the things that I've heard the governor say, there's some doubt that we've even peaked as far as the numbers are concerned. You really can't say in North Dakota that the numbers are coming down. I think we're still sort of watching what the numbers are doing, and it seems like they're still rising. It's certainly maybe not as high as other places, but when you take into consideration the much smaller population that we have, the numbers have a different look to them overall. So I think we'll have to, you know, really see what the public health officials say as far as the trajectory of the cases that are known. And once it seems that the situation is improving, you know, certainly we'll want to get back to church life as normally as we can. You ask the question what that's going to look like, and that's a very good question. In fact, we're just kind of starting to talk about what steps we'll take, how we'll kind of roll that out, and I don't have a very complete answer for you. It may have to happen in stages, but, you know, in some ways, I think we've already begun to take steps to accommodate the needs of people, and you know, as we can become a little more open in the celebration of parish life, church life, then we'll certainly do that. You know, there may be limits on numbers of people that can gather. You know, maybe it'll go up from 10 to a higher number, whatever the case may be, and we'll try to accommodate that, especially in places where the numbers are smaller anyway, you know, maybe in the smaller parishes.
Sure. We'll have to see.
I wish I could give you a more clear answer than that, but I think we're waiting to get some more information and to see what the steps will be as far as public health is concerned. And my understanding, or what
hold that thought, if you would, Bishop. Sorry to do this, but we're up against the break, and just pause 1 second. We'll come back with more conversation.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Jensen Brothers Construction is hiring experienced equipment operators right now in North Dakota. They have immediate openings for experienced operators for grading and underground projects in central and western North Dakota. Competitive wages, health insurance, and plenty of hours with a full backlog of work. Apply online at JensenBrothersConstruction.com or call Craig at 701-561-1805. Jensen Brothers Construction, making the earth move since 1947, an equal opportunity employer.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For folks at 24/7, we have the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. The folks at Oasis Petroleum celebrate their team that has the Be the Buffalo spirit and has come back from all kinds of challenges in the oil and gas industry. It's just part of the game. Prices go up, they go down, and viruses come along, and, you know, it just happens. So if you got that Be the Buffalo spirit, just go into the storm, you'll find a way. And they love that spirit in North Dakotans, too. So they want to say congrats on that Be the Buffalo spirit. Keep at it. Keep doing it. Special thanks to hospital staff, medical personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and all the others doing some great work from the good folks at Oasis Petroleum. Call that line 24-7, 855-200-1776. Continuing our chat with Bishop John Fulda of the Fargo Diocese today on the conversations of churches and when they reopen and how they reopen. And you were starting to tell us the how is something that that you're talking about, and we had to go to the break there. Anything else you want to tell us on that front?
Oh, no, not really, Scott. Thanks. I just was saying that we're kind of exploring different possibilities, and we'll see, you know, even what the protocols look like. You know, if they raise the number of people for public gatherings, then we'll have to respect that as well. And that'll be easier in some parishes than others because some of our parishes are small and some of them are very large. So we may have to maybe add some masses just to accommodate people who want to come. But I think we'll open up as much as we possibly can and as soon as we can. But, you know, how exactly that's going to happen, we kind of have to wait and see.
Are we going to pivot at some point, do you think, where, you know, the 20% of the population that is vulnerable because of underlying health conditions or, you know, being elderly or whatnot would be sort of what you protect? In other words, those folks stay home. Those folks don't go to public places. They don't go to a movie. They don't go to church. But the 80% can go back?
Well, I don't know. I'm not really sure I'm qualified to make a judgment on that. I hate to say to people that have a health condition that they're sort of cut off from public life. I think that, you know, we deal with those risks all the time, actually, and this is just another risk that we'll have to sort of figure out and navigate through. But I'm certainly not ready to say to our faithful that, you know, if you've got a health issue, you know, you shouldn't come to church anymore. We've never said that. We've always tried to reach out to the sick, and we've always made every effort possible to include the sick and the disabled and the elderly and really everybody into all of our activities as far as that's possible. You know, it's going to be a prudential decision for individuals, but, you know, as a church, I don't foresee that we're going to be recommending that people exclude themselves unless, you know, they themselves know that they're contagious. That's a different matter. But it would be unlikely, I think, that we would want to cut anybody out of the ordinary public life of the church, especially those who perhaps most need that.
Texter says the survival rate of this virus is at least 98%. Is all of this justified?
I'm sorry, is all of this what?
Justified.
Well, you know, I think there's different interpretations of the survival rate because we don't really know how many people actually have it. I think that the other thing, sometimes those survival rates are, as I understand it, they're based on numbers that are coming from different parts of the world, and I don't really know that we've got accurate numbers from other parts of the world. We obviously have been reporting a lot more than many places have, but the other thing I would say is, you know, even a high survival rate like that, when you're talking about a population of millions, you're still talking about a large number of people who don't survive, and those numbers are not insignificant. In fact, you know, with this coronavirus outbreak in just a couple of months, the death rate has been many thousands of people, and those are real people. Those aren't just numbers. Those are, you know, somebody's parents, somebody's grandparents, somebody's brother or sister or child, and I don't think we can minimize the significance of that. It's certainly a question of what steps are justified, and, you know, I suppose one can argue about whether some of them have been extreme or unjustified, but given the little bit of information that we had when this fall came on, I think one has to be cautious. I don't think you can be reckless or dismissive when you're dealing with an outbreak of a life-threatening illness. So I don't really know that I would say it's unjustified. I know for some people it's caused great hardship, and that I'm very conscious of.
We only have about half a minute left, but I'm curious if you think one of the solutions might be testing. You know, so how do we know the survival rate is, you know, how do we know who's had it and is no longer there? You know, some of those things. Could you see a scenario where churches would sponsor testing of their parishioners?
Oh, I certainly wouldn't object to that. I think if churches wanted to sponsor that, and if we could cooperate with health officials to do that, health professionals to do that, I wouldn't object at all. You know, we have flu shots that are given in all different kinds of places. I don't see why we couldn't do testing for this virus as well. But, you know, there's a lot of details that would have to be worked out with that. But I certainly wouldn't object to it.
Bishop Fulda, thanks for the time today. I appreciate it. Thinking of you in these challenging times as a church leader and praying for you as well. So take care and thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott. Good to be with you.
Bishop John Fulda, Fargo Diocese of the Catholic Church. More coming up.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.